Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we are going to look at Psalm 44, and we're going to continue this psalm, verses 9 through 16. But now you have rejected and humbled us, the psalmist writes. You no longer go out with our armies, he's speaking to God. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for repentance, gaining nothing from their sale. You made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, the psalmist writes, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. The Heavenly Father has a way of getting our attention, doesn't he? Sometimes he humbles us. Sometimes we live in a confused state of defeat. A tough situation barges into our life, seemingly out of the blue. And that's what we read about in today's passage. Israel had just suffered this devastating loss at the hands of the enemy. And now they live in disgrace all day long. And the psalmist says their face is covered with shame as the enemy continues to taunt them. And we'll see in tomorrow's passage, they were certain that this was not a self-inflicted consequence. We don't always know why tough times come, but God uses every one of them for his purposes. There are things he wants to teach us, areas in which we need to grow. He has our attention in hard times, and that's when he does his best teaching, because that's when we're doing our best listening. Father, you have our attention. We are listening. Use today for your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.